Hi everyone, this is Shai Danon from Israel. I'm from Raising the Frequency in Israel. I have been informing the world and the people of Israel about what is called these days conspiracies, not conspiracy theories, but conspiracies. Over the past 16 years I've been active in Israel and putting out information and knowledge, films, broadcasts, interviews, as well as blog posts about conspiracies in our world. Some of you may know me from 5G walk or fluoridation walk, radiation in general, and obviously WHO and all the UN agencies who work diligently to destroy our life and livelihood. After saying that, I would like to present to you, hopefully in a very short video, some of the links between UNRWA, UNICEF, the UN obviously, pedophilia, vaccines, and a lot. I hope this presentation will help to break down, or to, I should say, improve the domino effect of taking down what is called to be the Cabal, or the New World Order, or whatever name they choose for establishing their dictatorship on our planet, our life, our health, our liberty, and so on and so forth. I have done this presentation in Hebrew 4 years ago, in the beginning of 2020, in the first lockdown. I have done this presentation. Nowadays, I will link it to other events which occur since a few months. Some of you know it as part of the war in Gaza, after the massacre of Hamas entering Israel and massacring Jews just for being Jews, regardless of whether they are young, old, babies, not soldiers, but civilians, obviously. I will try and do it as objectively as I can, although, excuse me if I don't. Here we go. So, we will do it quite quickly, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. For those of you who would like to take the research further, please do. First thing is evidence of UNRWA aid to Hamas on and after October 7th, and I should add before, not just on the 7th of October, but many years and decades before 2024 or 2023. So I will run quickly through some of the posts and the publications regarding what I'm about to show you. So this is about the help of UNRWA to Hamas and other terror organizations, but this is under the claims, some of them are false claims, that they're just helping Palestinians, refugees, or Palestinian children. Let's continue. This is in the New York Times, detailed emerge on UN workers accused of aiding Hamas raid. Don't get me wrong, I don't trust the mainstream media. Still, I will use some of the publications in the mainstream media in order to prove my point. Let's move on. This is a quick search I've done on UNRWA support Hamas, and you have a lot of claims, and also many of them are saying these are false claims by Israel. But this is untrue. These are real claims, and these are facts that UNRWA supports Hamas. Next. UN agencies issue joint statement calling on donors to resume UNRWA funding. You understand, I hope. The agencies of the UN, they would like more support for UNRWA, although some claims have been made against UNRWA or about UNRWA supporting Hamas. So after allegations that staffers on UN agency in Gaza took part in October 7th onslaught, heads of WHO, World Food Program, UNICEF, and others say no other entity can replace aid body. So it seems that UNRWA aiding Palestinians is the only aid possible. Now, just to make a point, a lot of the taxpayers' money from the US as well as Europe is going to the UN, but most of the funding, for example, of the WHO is from Bill Gates or Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and other foundations as well, as, and obviously taxpayers' money from various countries who are part of the UN, including Israel, including UK, including US, including Australia, New Zealand, Spain, Germany, France, Iran, many other countries. Let's move on. UNRWA and UNICEF, yes, they join forces many times. UNRWA and UNICEF launching the UNRWA Youth Strategic Framework and the UNICEF Adolescents and Youth Assessment Report for Palestinian Refugees in Lebanon. Nice, isn't it? This is from 2018. This is just to show that UNICEF and UNRWA have very close ties and they work together for many, many years now. Violations against children must end. 9 children killed in latest Gaza Strip escalation, many injured. Now, this is from 2021 by UNICEF, as you can see, which is for every child. Now, just so you see, UNICEF is originally called the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund in full, now officially United Nations Children's Fund, is an agency of the United Nations responsible for providing humanitarian and developmental aid to children worldwide. The organization is one of the most widely known and visible social welfare entities globally, operating in 192 countries and territories, etc. It's very important to understand that because I'm going to show you what it's really about. Let's move on. And just to add, UNRWA, United Nations Agency to Support Palestinian Refugees. So this is an agency of the UN which supports only Palestinian refugees. Not other refugees, but Palestinian refugees. All right. It belongs to the UN. They don't support African refugees or other refugees, just Palestinian refugees, and this is part of the UN. Let's move on. Again from UNICEF. UNICEF's role in Israel and the state of Palestine. Frequently asked questions on our humanitarian mandate to aid children suffering through unprecedented catastrophe. All right, these are just some screen pics. So this is also from the UN. Ceasefire needed now to stave off disaster in Gaza, says UNICEF chief, as UNRWA launches emergency appeal. They work together like two blades of scissors, if you like. All right, let's move on. Some publications again from UNRWA websites, etc. UNRWA and UNICEF supporting the education of Palestinian refugees children in Lebanon, which is fine, I have nothing against. On the contrary, I would like more education to the children of the nations around Israel. I'm not talking about education for terror, obviously. I'm talking about real education, like we all got in Israel, in Germany, in England, and so on and so forth. Like, you know, not to be illiterate. So to learn how to read and how to write and how to express ourselves and to have human liberties, rights, etc. Let's move on. Nutrition response, UNICEF delegation visit Barajnet camp. The UNRWA student wins the UNICEF environmental project, Lions environmental awareness video. Again, they work closely together, obviously. They are both arms of the UN, so it makes sense. They should work also with the WHO, which they do. And they work also with some other agencies and funds and trusts. Let's continue. Again, some publications about the close ties and relationship and cooperation between UNRWA and UNICEF. UNRWA and UNICEF renew agreement to further support Palestinian refugee children in the region. This is from 2022. This is before the massacre, the October massacre. UNRWA and UNICEF renew agreement to further support Palestinian refugee children in the region. All right, let's move on. Nutrition response, UNICEF delegation, we read that before. right? UNRWA students wins the UNICEF environmental, UNRWA and UNICEF renew agreement to further support Palestinian refugees, UNRWA and UNICEF launching the UNRWA Youth Strategic Framework, UNRWA and UNICEF supporting the education of Palestinian refugee children in Lebanon, Palestinian refugee children in Lebanon participating in 9th annual Palestinian Olympics, etc., etc. UNRWA and UNICEF strongly condemn the armed violence in Ain el-Hilwa. Did they condemn the massacre? I'm not sure. Anyway, UNRWA in Lebanon celebrates, blah, blah, blah. UNICEF, UNRWA condemn bombing of child-friendly space in Khan Asheikh camp in Syria, etc. This is from UNRWA website. Let's continue. All right. We've seen this. Now, after we saw the close ties between UNRWA and UNICEF, let's see what UNICEF is doing. Now, just a reminder, like in most cases, it's true also for the FBI, the CIA, and other agencies, and obviously also agencies of the UN, they let the cat look after the milk. And mostly, this is the case here. I say mostly because sometimes it may be wrong, but most of the times, let's see. I run a search, UNICEF pedophiles. You see the search, right? There's many results here. And again, I've done this presentation in 2020, but it was in Hebrew, and I'm trying to make like a quick one just for you in English in order to help the domino effect or the domino fall down. So, reckless. Proposed ban on U.S. funding for UNRWA raises alarm. Advocates said growing bipartisan support for curbs to the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees is concerning and reckless. So they want more funds for the Palestinians. This is obviously from Al Jazeera, if you can see on the top. Let's move on. This is UNICEF in the state of Palestine. All right, we switched to UNICEF now. We've been through UNRWA, some of its publications from its website, and the close ties it has with UNICEF. Now we move to UNICEF and see what they are doing. They support the state of Palestine. It does not exist, and I don't know what the future brings, but it does not exist. And UNICEF and UNRWA and the UN, obviously, and others, they support the state of Palestine. Let's move on, all right? Jerusalem Post, this is from 2018, okay? UN staff allegedly responsible for over 60,000 cases of sexual exploitation. The charities have a higher than normal obligation to ensure they do everything they possibly can in training, prevention, and detection, and critically, prosecution. Okay, so basically what we see here is staff of the UN allegedly, okay, responsible for over 60,000 cases of sexual exploitation. All right. Mail online. This is from 2018. Again, here. Exclusive top UNICEF children's rights campaigner who led UK's anti-smacking campaign is jailed for rape of boy 13 in latest charity sex scandal. This is about Peter Newell, who was a leading children's right. There is, all right? Next. Regional overview sexual exploitation of children in the Middle East and North Africa by ICPAT. Now, I see the child here, or the figure. It looks like an X. But I was kind of looking into who is ICPAT now. I don't know them. Here they are, governments and statues. ICPAT International is a non-profit organization registered legally as a foundation in the Netherlands. Netherlands is a well-known place for pedophiles. On August 2000, under number cha-cha-cha, ICPAT International's head office is based in Bangkok. Bangkok is a well-known, obviously in Thailand, a well-known prostitution and child trafficking and pedophilia haven. Okay, and registered with the Thai Ministry of Labor under number so on and so forth. Now, maybe they are genuine. I don't know. But just looking here at mapping our impact and knowing what is the impact agenda, which is basically social credit, I just connecting the dots in my head, just for now, that this organization is not so kosher. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's continue back to UNICEF, all right? The scale of sex abuse at the hands of UN workers could be huge. The shocking fact is pedophiles target aid organizations. Now, this is some point of view, but actually, what I'm saying is that aid organizations like UNICEF, like UNRWA, and maybe others, were established in order to support child trafficking, in order to allow child trafficking, in order to allow pedophilia on a mass scale all over the planet. This is from 2018, okay? In early 2017, the United Nations Secretary General admitted to 145 incidents involving 311 victims in 2016 alone, mainly in peace operations. Many of the victims were children. Okay, let's move on. UN aid workers suspended for leaking report on child abuse by French troops. So, French troops were abusing children, and UN aid worker was snitching on them, and he was suspended, okay? Anders Kompas say to have passed confidential document to French authorities because of UN's failure to stop abuse of children in Central African Republic. Seems like UN pedophilia is kind of everywhere. Just a guess. Let's move on. I let you do all the dots connecting afterwards. I'm just giving you the tip of the iceberg. Nepal jails Canadian former UN official for sexually abusing boys. All right. This is from, I think, 2016, or I'm not sure. I don't see where the date is. Arrested in April 2018. All right. Let's move on. I'll get back to it in a minute. WHO and UNICEF are sterilizing the people of the third world while claiming to vaccinate them. Yep. Let's move on. Mass sterilization campaign. UN laces tetanus vaccine with drug to cause miscarriages. These are all facts, by the way. Okay? UN vaccine sterilized 500,000 women in Kenya. Fact. Bombshell. UN dossier. UN aid workers raped 60,000 people, as it's claimed, organization employs 3,300 pedophiles. Again, UN aid workers raped 60,000 people. Workers of the UN have raped 60,000 people. And it has 3,300 pedophiles among its employees. This is from 2018. A whistleblower claimed UN staff could have carried out 60,000 rapes in the last decade, as aid workers include in sex abuse unchecked around the world. All right. When they say UN, ladies and gentlemen, this is UNICEF. Don't get it wrong. This is UNICEF, the same organization who's supposed to help children around the world is raping them, molesting them, trafficking them. All right, let's move on. Report finds UN employees. 3,300. You see the number, it's not by coincidence. Responsible for 60,000 rapes. Okay, same story. By the way, a lot of the links I have since 4 years have been removed from the internet. Next. Report finds UN employees, 3,300, again, pedophiles responsible for 60,000 rapes in the last 10 years. Same story. I can read you the story, but, and by the way, I'll put here the links. I'll try and do that. former senior United Nation official facing pedophilia charges in Nepal. This is Dalglish. We saw him before. This is from Haiti. Associated Press exclusive, UN child sex ring left victims, but no arrests. Again, this is UNICEF, guys. Don't get it wrong. Next. UNICEF to lead procurement and supply of COVID-19 vaccines in world largest and fastest ever operation of its kind. Now, hear this clearly. UNICEF is the largest buyer of vaccines in the world because their aim is to deliver vaccines to all the children of the world, especially in third world countries, because they need to help them, they need to aid them. Yes, they may give them vaccines and they may rape them at the same time. They may give them vaccines and then sell the children over to someone else. Now, UNICEF and UNRWA are in close ties where, especially for UNRWA, it's Palestinian children. Doesn't matter now if it's in Gaza or somewhere else, which they may call Palestinian territories, but they have no clue what it means, Palestinian territory, but still, UNRWA is mostly responsible for the children in Gaza and Judea and Samaria, but mostly Gaza. UNICEF is for all the children of the world. They claim they want to aid and to help and support the children of the world. And this is part of the UN again. But they are also the largest buyer of vaccines, especially Corona or COVID-19 vaccines. UNICEF to lead global procurement supply of COVID-19 vaccines. All right, this is Times of India. You see, right? Not making it up. These are all were all published in the mainstream media. Right. This is from Gavi. Gavi is an alliance for vaccines information, global alliance for vaccine information, established by Bill and Melinda Gates. Okay. And they say, this is Gavi.org, and they write about UNICEF, key role in improving immunization coverage and equity in Gavi-supported countries. UNICEF supply division procures the majority of Gavi-funded vaccines. As the world's biggest buyer and supplier of vaccines for developing countries, I just said that, UNICEF has a pivotal role both in implementing immunization programs in Gavi-supported countries and in shaping the vaccine alliance policies. It is one of four permanent members of the Gavi board. It helps countries analyze and overcome obstacles to improving immunization, blah, blah, blah. In 2014, UNICEF supply division in Copenhagen, Denmark, procured all the vaccines for Gavi-supported programs and a total cost of $1 billion. UNICEF total procurement of vaccines in 2014 amounted to $1.48 billion. Just to say, Denmark is also a well-known haven for pedophiles. Sorry, guys. Next. This is again from Gavi website. Sustainable Development Goals. Just a quick look. What are Sustainable Development Goals? What they are dealing with? And again, I just remind you, UNICEF is the largest vaccine buyer. Okay? From Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, GlaxoSmithKline, doesn't matter now. When you come and look about the Sustainable Development Goals, you come to realize that 14 out of 17 goals are to do with vaccinating children. Let's quickly read. Healthy children and families, increased prosperity, immunization provides a platform for delivering nutrition intervention. What the? Next, immunizations plus nutrition equals healthier families. Immunization and good nutrition go hand in hand. Vaccine preventable diseases often tip, blah, blah, blah. Next, immunization equals healthy lives and well-being. Immunization is one of the most cost-effective ways to save lives, blah, blah, blah. Next, vaccines equals improved learning. Really? Yes. According to Gavi, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's Organization for Vaccines Alliance, which are actually, again, in 190 countries or so. Immunization increases educational attainment since vaccinated children learn more while they are able to go to school and perform better, positively impacting on blah, blah. Immunization equals empowered women and girls. Really? Get your vaccines and get empowered. What bullshit is that? This is about gender equality. Next, clean water sanitation. Wash plus vaccines equals less disease. Is that so? What about just wash? Anyway, vaccines along with clean water, blah, blah, blah. Next, affordable and clean energy, efficient equipment equals cleaner environment. Immunization brings newer, cleaner, and more sustainable technology. Bullshit. Decent work and economic growth. Healthy population equals more productive workforce. Investment in human capital can dramatically strengthen a country's competitiveness. Vaccinated healthy children grow into a productive workforce. Yeah, right. 9. Industry, innovation, and infrastructure. Healthy vaccine market, innovation. This is just about making basically vaccine factories in third world countries. Gavi makes vaccine markets work better by attracting more suppliers, dramatically reducing vaccine price and ensuring more equitable and sustainable access to vaccines, blah, blah, blah. Next, reduced inequalities. Better health equals increased quality. Immunization protects the health of communities, reduces the number of people forced into poverty, and give children an equal chance of healthier and more productive future. So, vaccines will make you less poor. Next, sustainable cities and communities. Immunization equals healthier cities. By 2050, nearly 70% of the global population will be living in urban areas. The number of people living in slums or informal settlements has also grown to over 1 billion, many of whom lack access to basic health services. Strengthening the urban immunization programs, urban immunization programs, protects them against the increased risk of disease outbreak. Ah, come on. Next, climate action. Vaccines equal mitigation of climate change impact. Is that so? The impact of climate change cuts across health and well-being, livelihood. Anyway, next. Peace, justice, and strong institution. Okay, this is actually, this got nothing to do with vaccines, neither that. So let's move on. Okay, we've seen that. Now, this document I prepared 4 years ago in Hebrew. I translated from English some of the stuff that you just see. I just showed you, I translated it to Hebrew, okay? So I just ran through some of the reports you just seen, and there's some links here, okay? I want to show you a bit more that I didn't put in the links I've shown, okay? This is about Belgium. Just to say, in Haiti, a very large network of children rapists are actually, a lot of them were peacekeepers by the UN. And none of them went into jail. And their commanders come to Haiti to rape boys and girls. This is the UN, yeah? This is workers of the UN. In all this time, the Free Thought Project was reporting it, and none of these criminals was prosecuted. According to Belgium police, the International Pedophilia Network reaching 16 states. I can tell you it reaches dozens of states, if not more. Let's move on. I have put here links and screen captures of what I've shown you before and more. Now, you can go and search yourself. Some of the stuff has been put out from the internet, from the search results. So you won't see it. So it was removed from the internet, okay? This is some information in Hebrew about child trafficking and the victims of human trafficking. Okay. Let's see this. Okay, we've saw this before. Oh, shit. sorry. This is, by the way, the map. It's in Hebrew. At the top, you have the UN here, under it UNICEF, under it WHO. Under WHO, you have GACVS, which turned into Gavi, which turned into VSN, which is Vaccine Safety Network, which is, again, by Bill and Melinda Gates. And these are the organizations in Israel who are being funded by these organizations coming from the UN and all this trust. On the right, you see 2007. This is Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation joined the Gavi Alliance as a partner. Anyway, but I was here. Let's move on here. So we continue. This is about UNICEF buying 2 billion here, 2 billion corona vaccines, okay? They are sending it. This is mammoth operation, and they are sending these vaccines to developing countries. This is by UNICEF. Wow. Wow. COVAX, cooperating with WHO and Gavi and IPI, they want to encourage countries to get these vaccines to children, and so on and so forth. UNICEF is working with a lot of organizations, partly the UN organizations, local leaders in many countries, media channels, communities, health departments of countries, and etc. Okay. Next, UNICEF is proud to be part of Gavi. Henrietta Force, the manager of UNICEF, I don't know if still, but now, this we saw before about Kenya's sterilization through the vaccines. Again, the WHO and UNICEF are sterilizing people of the third world while claiming to vaccinate them. We've seen this before. This is in Kenya. We saw these links. Here you have a lot of links to do with the Kenya sterilization. In the Philippines, they run sterilization. In Kenya, they run sterilization. Third world countries, but now obviously they're coming in the last 4 years to developed countries, not just developing countries. And they come with the mRNA COVID-19 pandemic. Right, this is just something about the vaccines, etc. This is about the tetanus and how it was discovered in the Philippines and in Nicaragua, okay, where they had sterilization agent which is called the HCG. It's the sterilizing agent in the vaccines. Next, I will put some of the links there. Now, the pedophilia network or child trafficking network, which includes pedophilia as well, but not just, also sacrificing children and Satan cult ceremonies. Anyway, we know a lot of this stuff from the Vatican about the child molesting and child some of it trafficking or raping children, etc. But again, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the Vatican is running this worldwide, cooperating with the UN organizations, secretly, obviously. But it's not just the Vatican, because you see this, for example, is a link that is gone. All the links from Collective Evolution are gone. But anyway, I hope this short video helped you. I'm not blaming anyone, but I'm claiming that organizations under the UN are in close ties with other criminal organizations, supporting them, helping them, and maybe working for them for money to rape children, to be active in pedophile activities, to ensure that the child trafficking network in the world continue and growing. It's a big, big market. Much bigger than mobile phones, much larger than anything, than maybe than energy. Trafficking children is probably the largest branch of industry on this planet. And it's all being done without our knowledge, without our consent. And this is part of the Satanist cult, which run through the Vatican, through Washington, D.C., through City of London, through Switzerland. These are all parts of national socialists' agenda to take over our world, and it's being done through child trafficking, it's being done through vaccines and fake or false healthcare, it's being done through wars, it's being done through disasters, but this is engineered disasters like earthquakes, like wars, like volcanoes, like floodings, etc. And it's all part of minimizing or taking down our lifestyle and treating us as cattle, as chattel, giving us numbers and putting us in a smart cities grid in order to control us better, like they do with cattle, with animals. I hope this information helps you. I hope it will send you on your own research trail to find more about these organizations and what they do to us humans. This is one thing. Second thing, please understand that the point of me doing that is not to save Israel, but it's to save all of us. Third, this does not mean that the government of Israel is a saint. I'm not saying that, but the people of Israel are the scapegoat of all this agenda. Yes, also the people of other countries are the scapegoat of this agenda. But firstly, it's the people of Israel. And there's a spiritual reason to it. There's a blood reason to it. And there's a godly reason to it. You need to, I should say, sharpen your discernment to see what's going on here. The people of Israel, I don't say we are saints, but we are definitely not to blame. We are the scapegoat, we are the victims here. On the other hand, I'm not saying the people of Gaza are saints. I'm not saying they are not victims. They are victims as well. The people of the world are victims of this nasty, mad cabal which run on children's blood, children's rape, children's trafficking. I hope this information finds you well. Please remain seated. And after this video, will be great if you start to search the internet for some of the things I just shown you. Don't trust UNRWA. Don't trust UNICEF. Don't trust WHO. Don't trust any of the UN organization. It's time to dismantle the UN. It's time to dismantle Switzerland organization. It's time to dismantle the City of London. It's time to dismantle Washington DC, District of Columbia. It's time to dismantle the Vatican. It's time to dismantle all these centers of evildoers and Satan cult that runs here for centuries. Thank you very much. God bless us all. All the best. Thanks for being and staying and listening. Bye-bye.